and welcome to Rollin' Nerdy, a tabletop gaming podcast. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Let's see if this works this time. It is...
silence. Wait, isn't that copyright?
This is royalty-free.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
And guess what else they say is royalty-free, which I don't know how it possibly could be, because I would think these people would want a cut of this. But you take it up with Christmas sound effects on Amazon, who says they are royalty-free because they claim this is royalty-free.
What?
Who's of whom in an insufferable cheer? Oh. Singing Christmas carols I can't stand to hear.
This when did Dr. Seuss write this?
Noise that harasses the ear. Why must I tolerate
what's this?
Again, if you have a problem with that being royalty-free, take it up with Christmas sound effects. You can find them on Amazon.
Not a sponsor.
But anyway, it is. We're doing our Christmas fiasco. Usually we do a Halloween fiasco. We didn't do one this time, so we're doing a Christmas fiasco.
I want this bottom cookie specifically.
And Tammy wants a bottom cookie, apparently.
She's a bottom feeder.
The name of this fiasco is The Last Christmas in O'Hare.
I'm going to blow it up.
Boom! Who would like to read the score?
Have a Merry Christmas. O'Hare Airport is a mess. It's the fourth busiest airport in the world. So crowds of people pass through every day from all over the world. It's not even that people want to go to Chicago. They don't. It's just a decent place for connecting flights. Mm-hmm. Maybe decent isn't the right word. Tonight is Christmas Eve. And the sky is as full of planes as Union Station is full of trains during rush hour. The snowstorm is getting worse, grounding all flights until the morning and unceremoniously stranding several hundred people. And then there's that whole end-of-the-world thing that's supposed to happen any time now. I don't know about any worldwide cataclysm, but all that anger and confusion should easily... should make it easy to pull a fast one. It'll be the last Christmas for at least one sap here. What a shit place to die in. Movie night, 2012, Airplane, Airport, Catch Me If You Can, Die Hard 2, Heist.
What is 2012? I don't think I've seen that one.
End of the World.
You know, it's that horrible movie with John Cusack in it where everyone gets on these really big airships and, like...
Tickets, please.
Never mind.
No ticket.
They get on these really big airships and,
Well, it's
go
supposed,
into space.
Yeah, it's the whole Mayan calendar end of the world.
All right.
Not that great of a movie.
Who wants
Thank
to,
you for catching that, Christy.
Who wants to roll the dice?
I will roll the dice.
Well, there they are. Grab them. Keep them all kind of together. In other words, don't scatter them all across the table. All right, now you need to sort them by number.
You didn't know there was work involved, did you?
I did. I knew it. My mom told me.
And also, you're not speaking into your microphone, by the way.
I knew that there was work involved.
Looks like we have a lot of sixes.
And fours.
Maybe not too many threes.
There's two twos.
Only two twos.
Oh, three twos, two fives.
There will all be two twos.
A
lot of fours.
A lot of fours and a lot of sixes.
Five, sixes. All in all, actually, that's pretty
that's not bad.
Where shall we start?
Except for fives. Fives are kind of shit out of it. Everything else got it pretty good.
Let's start with Christy.
All right. Christy? While Christy is looking at the relationships, I shall read them. Family, work, the past, romance, crime, community.
I'm going to need some explanation.
All right. Oh, about what?
Relationships.
Well, when a man likes a woman or a woman likes a woman.
No. I want to know what form of tribe we're talking.
That's up to the people who get that.
Oh, cool. I'm going to be a werewolf. What? Seriously? Hell no.
Which one is that under?
Twilight.
Family.
Family, oh.
Yeah, but you just have to sign a different relationship.
You
want to
give
right?
you and David family?
We are family.
Here you go, David. You can be looking at these while she's deciding.
Oh, shit.
What?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Self-inspector in the inspected.
I can't use it. You're sitting here.
What is it?
I don't know.
Something dirty. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't have to assign it to us.
You can assign it to literally anyone at the table. As in... Mike and Danny.
I'ma give Joseph and Avocado a 4.
Which is?
Romance.
Alright.
Yeah! Yeah!
Alright, get your card, one of your cards, right? Relationship, romance on it. Let Joseph do that so you can pick. Unless you've already picked.
Yeah. Oh. Do I have a black Sharpie?
I'm afraid. I am afeared. You're doing me a frightened.
Wait, I gotta pick from romance?
No. No. You can pick from any of them. Pick from romance, or you could assign a relationship to somebody else.
Like me and Mike.
Or me and Mike. Or me and Tammy.
Or me and Joseph.
Or you. Well, you can't do you. You can't do you and Joseph.
How did your thing get skipped?
Oh, well, here you go.
I just tossed it in that general vicinity.
I think what I'm going to do is Dan and Mike, the past.
Which is number?
3.
Take a number 3. No, and that's a what? It's
the
just
past. Just put the past.
Tammy, why don't you, have you decided already, Joseph? Read the ones under
family.
Under
just the past? Is that what it says?
Yes, the past.
The past. Under family?
Read the ones under family and also the past.
Okay, family has...
I'm sorry, not family, romance. Romance.
Romance.
Yes.
Has divorcees, current spouses, fuck buddies, just started dating, secret lust, or married to the same person.
And now read the past.
Any of these could be
the past. Friends from way back, served in the same military unit, high school rivals, ex-gang members, unwilling experience, abducted test subjects, or blood pact.
Wow, those are weird.
Did he write this?
No.
Oh.
I was going to say, wow, Mike wrote this?
Kind of need crime. Who should do the crime?
I like crimes.
Don't give it to me. If you
I'm bad at it. I'm too good at it.
Let's do Christy and Mike.
We're criminals.
Have a crime, which is one of our only 5s. That's why I wanted to get it out there before they all got used.
Very good job. Here's your 5.
All right, we got a 5. Wherever it went.
Okay.
All right. You get to choose now, and Danny's going to read crime.
Petty thieves, smugglers, serial killer and planned victim, detective and counterfeiter, bomber and accomplice, drug dealer and supplier.
CRIMINAL. And I don't have relationships.
Okay. I don't know what to do.
You can do us the past, criminals,
past,
romance.
Criminals, romance.
They don't have a top heading. You and Joseph don't have a top heading, and you and Danny don't have a top heading.
I don't think me and Avocado sat next to each other either.
Yeah, that's why we put him there.
I was trying to get totally new ones. I'm not sure if I'm accomplished. You've been together before?
We've been together before.
Yeah.
So we're the only ones that are
No, I don't think I've done it
no,
with
No, I haven't
yet.
Done with Danny, and I haven't done with her.
We've never done it yet.
So I am going to go with... Who has romance?
Avocado and Joseph.
Hey, it's her choice. No, don't be pressured.
No, what are you going to take?
It's your choice.
What are you going to give him?
That's what I was thinking. You guys are married to the same person.
Okay.
Damn it.
He wanted to make them.
Buddies. I was going to make them
six?
Fuck buddies.
what number was that?
Give them a 6.
6.
And is that supposed to be a 4 with a 6s or a 6
no,
in there?
This is a 6. And this is our only 5.
Review
it.
I'm letting you do all the writing.
The only 5. Okay, so I have no defined relationships, guys. I don't have any friends. I don't have any ties. I don't have any
places.
You
define criminals for Christy and I, the past for Danny and I.
Well, I can't do that for us, right?
You can if you want. they do other people's stuff.
Yeah, because it's kind of cheap feeling to get your own.
Take another four out and place it between Tammy and Vince.
Vince?
No, I'm sorry.
Hi, Vince.
What is that? Is that card above here? I mean, what? I don't understand.
With,
Vince, we miss you. If with, you're listening to this,
Joseph,
come back.
Let's give them a romantic.
Romantic. All right.
Wait, so what is it?
Romance.
Why are you writing? I wanted to write.
We have lots of sixes, so let's give Tammy and Danny community number six.
Here, you can write community.
You were laughing at the secret society member.
How do you spell community?
Apparently, I'm the Casanova of this.
Pass this down to Avocado. So we have criminals.
Sorry.
Criminals for me and Christy. The pass for me and Danny. Community for Tammy and Danny. And is that it?
There's romance there.
Got a romance down there.
I think I spelled community right.
We got three. About the same as what we have for everything else. It's fairly even at the moment, except for the five.
We have four points.
Wonder if there's anything really good on five.
There is.
Needs to get the truth is five.
Bomber's an accomplice, isn't it?
Location of secret is number five.
Did you already pick yours there, Christy?
And object of valuables is number five.
Did we define your guys' criminal history yet?
We have not.
Who has not had a relationship defined?
Everybody has a relationship.
I think you and Avocado.
Defined. Okay.
I like your hat.
Thanks. Jenny made it.
Are you going to define your relationship, or are you going to further define someone else's relationship?
Let's be family.
Okay.
And that is number
one.
That's us down to Joseph. Christy and David are family. Now we have all the top relationships defined, correct?
Yes.
Well,
we have the past, criminals, family, romance, and community to be defined.
We also have beyond past.
Our past has not been defined, nope.
I just thought of something. What if we had cheese in a can, and you ate the cheese in a can through the Sour Punch straw?
That would be really gross.
Are you sure, though?
That's
I am.
I'm going to define y'all's past.
All right, past?
With a five. Unwilling experience, abducted test subject.
Yes!
What? Say it again.
Unwilling experience, abducted or test subject.
And that's in the past.
Yep.
Wow.
That is going to be hard to figure out.
Unwilling experience. Yeah, it could be anything. It kind of opens the door
unwilling
for whatever.
Abducted or what?
Use the last five on that. Come on.
Abducted or what? What was the last part?
All right.
It's abducted.
It's just examples.
Yeah, they're okay. Examples.
Unwilling
abducted
experience.
Test subjects.
Oh,
know,
okay.
Like,
the same
so one of us
ties.
Did something to the other one, though.
No.
No, it sounds like both
unwilling.
Of you had
you were...
something done to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe like.
And it's probably more of the sci-fi. It's been.
Yeah.
Ooh, we've been pro.
Tammy?
Yes.
We are current spouses. Which means,
damn it.
Guess
which
what?
Which means you're
us
married
three,
to Avocado.
We're in an anti-Mormon or reverse Mormon relationship.
Why? Or you could have two wives.
You could play
yeah, a woman.
Well, not yet. We haven't defined genders yet. That's a good point. It could be anything.
I'm a man. I'm a manly man.
You're all going to be men.
Are you going to play a guy? That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Here's your comfort zone, David. Here you are. That's where you're getting ready to be.
All right, we're waiting on Tammy to define community, criminals, family, and that is it, right?
Yeah, because we've got to find our family.
Okay,
yeah,
do we have any?
We have everything but five.
Where is the familia?
That is David and Christy.
Where is the crime?
That is me and Christy.
Either way you go, you got a Christy.
And where is the last one?
Community.
Community is you.
Oh.
It's So probably probably don't do that one.
Okay. I'm going to go with a 6.
4.
Family.
And what is 6?
Members of the same tribe.
Members of the same tribe. Interesting. Which means you get to define...
Take the 6 off.
Yes.
You get to define your community then.
I get to... Or your crime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's left. Okay.
Yes.
No bomber, I'm afraid. Someone took that one.
Yeah. Somebody ruins that. We're in an airport, and somebody ruins that for me.
You're welcome.
I'm not going to have any 5s available for the next one either.
We'll give them a 4 for crime. You're a detective and counterfeiter.
Mike is just flinging
the dice. Community. We have pretty much equal. We have exactly equal numbers of everything.
That's why. No, there's 2 6s.
You just do what you feel like is right. Paint with all the colors of the wind.
Cultist of the Ancient One.
What? What the hell did we marry into?
And we have unwilling.
There you go.
Aren't we done with those?
Yeah, I couldn't. I don't know how to spell counter.
Oh, okay. So, here's the needs, objects, and locations. All right, I'll go over these real quick. Needs are to get out, to get even, to get rich, to get respect, to get the truth, which we cannot do. We cannot get the truth, and to get laid.
Well, good. Nobody likes the truth anymore.
Objects are untoward.
You can't handle
the truth. The truth is out there.
Transportation, weapons, information. We cannot do valuables, so we cannot have Barack Obama's birth certificate.
Oh,
are you
sentimental?
I've been looking for that.
And then have locations inside, outside, employees only, nearby, secret, or the which we cannot have secret, or the city.
Joseph married me for citizenship.
Give me the relationships
really?
Back.
Where are you from?
He was born in Hawaii.
That makes him not a citizen.
Were you really born
some
in Hawaii?
People. Yes, I really was.
Wow, that's cool.
Because they're smart, they bag the good flavors together.
All right, Christy, are you doing a need object or a location?
Well, look. Okay, let's look at needs. To get out, to get even, to get rich.
What?
Objects.
I was born in the polar opposite.
I wasn't born in the pole or anything.
Well, you were born in Hawaii, and I was born in Minnesota.
We can still have a vest full of dynamite, though.
I love improv.
Yes.
One of y'all going to be
you're
super
right.
Service?
These aren't very sour.
No, they're not.
It's like they left the
sour.
It's like they left the sour off.
Maybe it's all
at
the bottom of the
bag. Bottom of the
bag. Could be.
Well, zip it back up and shake it.
Yeah, you have to get them wet first.
Yeah.
You have to,
you have
like,
to spit in there.
Yeah, yeah. You have to spit in there first, Mike.
How to fix sour straws.
Step
we should put
one.
That on a YouTube video.
Open bag. Step 2.
Test for
spit
sours.
In bag. Step 3. Seal bag. Step 4. Shake. Step 5. Give to somebody else to eat.
I love it. Y'all are disgusting. Can I have a sour straw?
We have a straw. They're not really sour.
Can I have the ice cookie with it?
Yes. Any kind of cookie you feel like you need, okay?
Oh, yeah, you're so fresh.
What do we have going on with the one on top there?
They're having fun.
Don't judge. This cookie on cookie action.
What's wrong with it?
Is this peppermint icing?
I don't know. It's a surprise.
Golly.
The green?
Yeah.
Looks like we have...
That is pungent.
Yeah.
Looks like we have some interracial cookie love going on there.
Love is love.
Love is love.
Love is love. Baby, you don't
is there something
me.
In between there, or just Oh.
Damn
I thought
it.
They were stuck together.
Why can't you have an original Andy Warhol
Is it under a five?
Because yeah. Someone used the last five.
For one that wasn't even really that funny.
Avocado.
Judging avocado.
Bad avocado. Bad.
All right, Christy, we're about to break out the Jeopardy music.
No! That makes it worse! Christy.
Yeah, she hasn't taken her meds, so that's
Christy,
probably not a good idea.
Just follow your heart, okay?
Danny's getting his
I
phone.
I trust your
Don't
first
play the Jeopardy
instinct.
Music.
Give something to somebody that's absolutely horrendous. This is Fiasco.
Or...
What?
Those two.
One what?
One. It's an object. Untoward.
How do I spell it?
U-N...
T-O-W-A-R-D.
Untoward. Under Untoward is a bound and gagged cowboy, leather satchel filled with sex toys, a naughty elf costume, naked photos of the airport manager, or wreckage of a crashed airliner.
We don't tell our other spouse about this, period. Whatever's in there.
So who's getting untoward?
Maybe he could be our bound and gagged cowboy.
That would be somebody else.
What you got over there, avocado?
Did you take the dice
yeah,
out?
Don't forget to write that that's an object.
Y'all got a one here. Yeah, we got to have one of all three of these.
Who's getting the two and what is it?
Y'all are getting two under untoward.
Who is? Oh, they are?
And what is it?
Leather satchel filled with sex toys, apparently.
Here, y'all get one and two right here.
A leather satchel filled with sex toys. All right.
Why don't you two
My
ever hang out with me anymore?
Because
of
her.
Of this.
Oh my god, you just laughed
like
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
What are you laughing about?
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Let's give...
I married that.
Let's give Kitty and Danny number three, employees only.
Or as a location.
A location.
And what are the locations under employees only?
Why, that would be security holding cells, the air traffic control tower, walk-in freezer of Joey's Burgers, baggage sorting room, the Jet Air staff locker room, or vault of the duty-free jewelry store. I took it because of the walk-in freezer. I'm not going to lie.
I think you spelled employees wrong.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay,
what
I
was
need
the
you
five?
Guys not to judge
right there. The Jet Air something.
The locker room.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what have we got going on right now, guys?
We don't have a need yet, correct? So a need would probably be good.
I need you to need me.
Is there wants under
this? I want you. Okay, what have we got left here?
Everything but a five.
Oh, yeah.
No truth. That's what it means.
Yeah. There are no truth.
Okay, so who needs something to
everybody
find
Everybody except you
them?
And Joseph?
Pretty much.
We don't have a... There's not one here either.
We don't have anything. Me and Christy don't have anything. You guys don't have anything, right? What about you and Joseph? You got something?
Yeah, it's just y'all two the only ones.
How did we get to... Through three people and only have two things done.
We have two. We have ours is fully defined.
So yeah, that's two.
And then one more between those
two. Oh, okay. Gotcha. What are you guys got?
Employees only.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the need to get laid.
And who needs to get laid?
I'm going to go with that between.
We have this leather satchel here. I'm just saying.
Christy and Avocado need to get
Christy
laid.
Christy and Avocado need to get laid. So take the six off.
Are y'all family?
Yes.
What the fuck?
It doesn't mean you have to get laid together.
We are only
okay,
tribe
that
members,
is true.
I love me so much.
The need to get laid by your secret fantasy.
Oh, we don't even have to go any further else. Because go ahead and take the three off of there for your to get laid at.
And get it all.
And get it all on camera.
That'll be easy in the airport.
There you go.
There's cameras everywhere.
You're writing this, right? Okay.
Please, please define that as the walk-in freezer.
There's no cameras in the walk-in freezer.
Sure there is.
You could hire somebody to bring one in. They got a bag full of toys.
I don't think that they let you bring that kind of stuff into the airport.
Cameras?
No, the leather satchel.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like, what if brought it on as your carry-on and you just, like, took the flogger out in the middle of the airplane and then you just started beating people, like...
There's not one there.
They would arrest you terrorists. Like they would anywhere else. There's where you would pull out a dildo and start smacking people with.
Let's give Joseph an avocado the object number four information.
Yeah, I don't know where the
Mike
card
is. Mike is the only mature one here, obviously.
No. There was an orange card there. What happened to it? No, that was our card if you picked that one up. So where is the other card?
Give him a green one right there.
All right, what were you saying?
Object information, and that's a four. Did we remove the four?
I did.
And, David, you want to read the information ones?
These are not sour punch straws.
No, they're just punch straws.
I like them anyway. They make me drool.
Information, an overheard payphone call. The x-ray scans of weeks worth of passengers, the flight information of Senator Rob McKay, the recipe to Joey's secret burger sauce, a phone number written on a pack of matches, and the main server access code.
Okay, what do we need?
You and I need a top heading. Me and Danny need a top heading.
I also need a location.
Do we need a location?
We got all three.
They have an employees only that needs to be defined.
Okay.
Or you could get another location.
Two and two, so
back in.
What?
I'm confused. She's showing her age. Yeah. Love connection.
Thank you for understanding that joke, Mike.
That's not even her age.
Okay, you want me to show you how old I am? I remember when Chuck Woolery hosted Wheel of Fortune. That was really a long time ago.
Hey, that's copyrighted.
I'm going to need you to stop.
I got
there
two
was
more
somebody
seconds.
Else before the...
Before Pat Sajak? Yes, when Wheel of Fortune was only on during the day.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
It was Chuck Woolery.
Wow.
But it was still Vanna White.
The two of you, a two.
Wait, how
is
old
outside.
Is she?
Location outside. She's pretty old.
She's at least in her mid-50s.
I'm sick of her. She's aging like fine wine. I'm over here
actually,
sitting
no.
like out
She's
milk.
Probably at least 60 because I'm almost 40.
Dude, I am sitting here aging like milk already. At
Not all of her is 60.
Some of her is Barbie.
All right, what you got, avocado?
She looks nice.
All right, so who's all left?
We have nothing.
Y'all have nothing?
I have nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
We have a location outside here. We have, what do you guys have over there?
Employees only.
Employees only, location there. What do you have?
We had the
They're completely.
Yeah, we're done.
And you have the object of information down there.
They have the need.
Do we have two needs?
Do we need two needs?
No, we've only got one need, I think.
We probably, unless something's really good, we probably don't want three of something.
What is it y'all got going on?
Location outside.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand this. Okay. So under to get laid, there's mid-flight, but all the planes are crowded. That doesn't make any sense.
Take a windshield for outside.
See, that's just garbage.
Taxi stand.
Maybe it's a different kind of flight.
What? Okay, what was, sorry, they got outside?
Outside taxi stand.
So who doesn't have a big need?
Me and Christy.
You need to get out.
We need to get out, Christy.
What number is it?
One.
Oh, that's your thing.
Is it now?
What needs to be defined?
Our need to get out.
Information and police.
I need to get out.
Need to get out.
Information, employees. Can we have extra dice then?
Okay, who has to get out?
Him.
Those two?
No.
Them two.
Those two?
center and the
Yeah, there should only be three dice left.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Did we grab ours?
Somebody didn't hand us one for ours. I know that, and it was object information.
I don't know what
I
did
is
wrong.
Need to get out? What number is that?
One.
One.
That was handed.
That out.
We got the last one.
This one was not taken out because we don't have the die sitting over here.
What is information? Object information.
Oh, one of ours wasn't taken out.
Nope.
Four.
So take away a four.
And one of the leather satchel wasn't taken out.
What number is leather satchel under untoward objects?
Two.
So we have three, four, and six is all that's left.
There we go. Okay, that's better. Okay. So where were we again?
To get out.
To get out.
No, to get
information.
Out.
To get out.
Get out. Information.
Information.
And employees.
Where's the information at?
It's under objects.
Why is information an object?
It is.
Because it is. Because
it's not a person, place, or thing. Or, I mean, it is a thing.
We have a three, a four, and a six.
A person or place.
Three, four, six.
And
three,
I get to
four,
be wild.
Six. I don't know who Senator Robert Mackey is.
He's just a senator. He's not a real person.
Oh.
He's a fake senator.
So
You're
I could just
Bernie.
I could just make him into Bernie Sanders in my mind.
Considering what's going to happen to him in this fiasco, you might not want to.
You hurt Bernie.
Things don't really go well for people in fiasco.
Yeah, you got a point.
And I hurt Bernie.
Okay. Okay, we have to get out, right?
Christy and I have to get out. We need to get out. We don't have to get out. We just need to.
Three, four.
You know, it counts as a whole, not individually.
Three, four.
It's on YouTube.
Three, four.
That didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it skip YouTube's algorithm?
Wait, three, four, six. Either. Okay. Let's see,
Well, what are your options?
Okay, my option is to get out of this controlling relationship. To get out of this goddamn airport. Or to get out of this dead-end job.
One of us is a detective. I want to be the counterfeiter, by the way.
You know, if he's a detective, he's probably... Or if one of y'all is a detective, then you're probably Secret Service.
Oh, yeah, this controlling relationship with the president.
What makes a Secret Service?
Because that is one of the tasks of the Secret Service, to take care of the money.
That's who investigates counterfeiters, yep. The Secret Service.
You can counterfeit more than
so
money.
So who did you sign what to?
I think I'm
just
go
assuming
with...
it's money. Why wouldn't it be?
I was going to be a counterfeit painter.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's less... Yeah.
Four.
Take the four off.
What is the four?
Gosh darn airport.
So you and I need to get
That's
out of
what
the
it says, Tim. Not what it says.
We need
Gosh
to
doesn't need a damn Joseph.
Darn.
He can walk on water.
We need to get out of the airport.
Oh, yeah, you preach it, sister. You tell him.
Well, it would make sense that the counterfeiter would need to get out of the airport.
You always take the numbers that I want.
I'm sorry that I'm a disappointment to you,
You're
Danny.
Not a disappointment. You just take my life apart.
So we have employees only and information.
Three and six.
See, that's exactly what I didn't want to happen, though. For me to take a number that somebody else was really interested in.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
It matters to me. My feelings it hurt. Matters.
I have to give them something, because I don't want to define our employees only.
Oh, give them something gross.
There's nothing gross.
They have to lick
the information that you have, Zach, is the number six, the main server access codes.
That's not interesting at all.
You know,
the other one was the flight plans for the senator.
Wait, does that mean that Mike can pick any number?
It does.
Wow.
But none of these are really great. You like the freezer? The security holding cell, the air traffic control tower, the baggage sorting room, the jet air staff locker room, or the vault of the duty-free jewelry store?
Wherever we're gonna bring back the ancient one, of course.
Well, let's make walk-in freezer of Joey's Burgers then.
freezers of Joey's Burger.
All right, dice back to the middle. And we're going to pause the recording while we figure out who we are. All right.
You're a lame fucker.
Wow, just as I turned the recording back on. We're back. Did you miss us? We're ready to go with our last Christmas in O'Hare fiasco.
I'm afraid.
We're starting right here with Christy. Who are you? What are you doing here in O'Hare?
I'm Elena Ford. I am a counterfeiter of Social Security cards, passports, identities. I'm at the airport because I'm trying to get the hell out of Dodge. Because I have this guy, like, trying to get me. And, like, me and my tribesmen, we are both from, we go with Titan or Europa. We are both from
Uranus.
Europa.
That's not what you guys call it.
No, but they'll be in Uranus soon.
They already have been.
And they were very upset we didn't have children.
They must not understand that guys can't have babies. I don't know.
Well, we were a hermaphroditic race, so we were a bit confused.
All right, Alan.
Oh, this is expansive knowledge. Heedy be living space.
Alan, what's up with you? Besides, you got the giggles.
Why did you break my tribesman?
Wow, his head is red. Look at the top of his head.
Oh, wow.
He's going to explode.
Can you breathe?
Do you want some water?
I don't think he can drink right this moment.
If we just dump it on him, it'll help.
Okay, what?
Tell us about Alan Novak.
It's Novak.
Novak?
Novak. What are you doing?
Would you like me to hand them to you? Man, you're getting the death glare, dude.
It was great. The one that almost hit me in the head, she's like, the hell is that?
She has got nerves of steel. She just kept on keeping on.
She has headphones in, so yeah. She probably didn't hear them. All right, Alan Novak, what's up with you?
Yeah.
I unwrapped these. My cat somewhere just set up.
Yeah, I'm Alan Novak.
Novak?
Novak, nope. Novak. I'll say it how I want to say it.
You're going to say it the way your wife says it, because she's in charge.
Okay, whatever, Novak. Before, I'm here with my tribesmen. We're here to do experiments on the humans. And I've already been married, gotten married. We're from Europa, I think that's what we said, yeah. And,
I am obviously the brains of the operation.
Yes, she is.
Oh, wow, he did beat me.
I'm just here to...
Populate
the dome.
All right.
I'm the brains of the operation, but when testing was accomplished, he is very fertile, so...
I guess unique for a fiasco is you don't actually know the person who's sitting next to you. Is that correct?
Apparently not.
So there's a person sitting next to him that he doesn't know, so we'll just move along.
I'm Thrawn Novak. I am a flight attendant with Jet Air. I am married to the beautiful Kitty Novak.
And now you know what their relationship is, the two who don't know each other.
Yes. But even though I am married to the beautiful Kitty Novak, I am, how you say, a lot of man.
Can we go back to
your what?
I have come into possession of server password for this airport. I do not know what I'm going to do.
He said he's a lot of man.
Did you get that from one of your recent conquests, did you?
Yes.
And who are you sitting beside you there?
That is my wife, the beautiful Kitty Nova.
Hi, how are you?
kind of accent is that?
Her accent really turns me on.
It was like a Canadian slash Minnesotan accent. Those are kind of the same, though, right?
Oh, yes. It makes me so horny.
Canotin.
Canotin. What else do you...
Canessotin. Okay, so, hi, I'm Kitty. I'm married to the hunky flight attendants. I kind of just keep them under the wraps. It's good. Somebody in my pocket, you know. And then I've got...
I thought that was in the bag. The thing that goes in your pockets in your bag, isn't it?
Wait. What?
Leather satchel filled with sex toys. Not in your pocket.
My other husband is not supposed to know about this.
Only one husband gets to enjoy the sex toys.
Yeah.
But
okay,
who knows what will happen tonight.
Okay, and so I'm in this alien cult with my manager from work, and it's like, it's pretty working out, you know. The freezer's kind of a little dicey. Johnny has suggested that we separate the experiment freezer and the food freezer, but I told him, like, why even go through all that trouble? It's all meat anyway. Like,
she's right.
Why is my burger gray?
Cost has come way down.
I mean, if we just sprinkle MSG on it, nobody realizes
crystals.
Anyway.
Do you occasionally accidentally serve people alien? Is it?
I'll get to that.
Okay, but anyway, if you have any more questions, just go ahead and talk to Johnny Sausage here.
I'm Johnny Sausage. My brother Joe Sausage owns Joey's Burgers. He may be the manager. He doesn't work here too much. Me and this detective are going to share a cab one day, and while I'm not real certain what happened, we lost like a day's worth of time, and, well, you seem Brokeback Mountain, right? So I really think I was abducted by... I really think I've been abducted by aliens, so me and Kitty here, we've been collecting aliens. I'm holding up quotation fingers. And we've been trying to dissect them and figure out what
one
they
of
want
is a
from
trash
here.
Panda with mange.
Yeah, we've been doing it in the freezer. We get low on meat sometimes. We'll go ahead and slice it up and grind it up and serve it to the customers. They're all going out of town anyway.
It's not like they can pinpoint the
location. Yeah, they won't know where it came from. They'll just relay it to being sick from airplane travel.
Yeah, they forgot to take their medicine.
The Dramamine.
Not a sponsor.
I'm Trevor Wolf. I'm a detective with the Chicago Police Department. I was abducted, and we won't talk about that. Something to
actually,
do with.
If you're investigating me, you might be a little bit higher on the food chain.
I am here at the airport.
You might be higher in the food chain soon.
I'm
here. I would be lower in the food chain.
No, you might be in my food chain. Bad form to kill somebody in the first scene, though.
Am I the top of the food chain?
There's been a lot of counterfeit material coming out of the airport area, and then I'm here investigating this person, this Elena Ford person.
Sorry, Mike.
And it is now Elena Ford's scene.
Okay.
I've forgotten what to do.
Yeah.
You can establish or resolve. You can establish, you say who's in the scene and what your objective is, kind of. Or if you resolve, you just say, I want to have a good outcome or a bad outcome. Well, since we don't really know what you're doing yet, it'd be kind of hard for us to give you a scene like that.
Okay, so what's going on with you?
That's a very good question.
They want to procreate.
We want to procreate.
On camera.
That's why I need the codes.
Why you need the codes. So I'm going to go see my tribesmen, or as we like to call them, we are siblings. We are not actually litter mates.
Okay, go ahead. Just the two of you there. Where are you?
Yeah.
We are at my taxi stand.
Yeah, there we go. working on it.
Work faster.
I'm going as fast as I can.
I will have the visual evidence.
I will have the code tonight.
You better.
I will.
Excuse me, can you get me a taxi, please?
I am not on work right now, sir.
Then why are you standing at this taxi stand?
Because I am having my allotted 15-minute break according to the
human standards.
By the taxi code.
Well, who is working here?
That gentleman down there.
Hey, man, just get an Uber. Everybody does it nowadays. I don't understand why these taxi places are still around.
Yeah, I'm going to get an Uber.
Who would be stupid enough to take one? I mean, really.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I get a taxi?
As I try not to notice the two people I have noticed before.
Oh, we may not be ourselves.
No, we're being just regular people.
Okay.
Excuse me, get a taxi?
Yeah, I came up eating a piece of toast with avocado on it. So.
Man bun.
Okay, so
I'm eating guacamole on a bagel.
Guacamole on a bagel is really good.
Yeah, my Uber's about like 5 minutes out now.
Can I share the Uber with you?
Yeah. It's awesome. I'll add you here.
Thanks. I don't know why these cab stands exist anymore.
Yeah, no. I bet you they just abduct people.
I bet you
they'll take the kidney if you got it.
Sounds like you're getting a bad outcome for this. You're losing some of your taxi.
What was the outcome?
I don't know what the outcome was.
I wanted to know about the code.
Now nobody uses the taxi service. Way to go.
Give Christy.
You know about the code.
Christy gets a black bag. All right, Alan, your scene.
Get the codes, Alan.
There are now no customers at the taxi stand.
Except some foreigners who don't know how to work Uber.
No, my taxi just looks like a taxi. I have an Uber and a Lyft thing in the front window. I think I've seen those before.
I think I'm going to go see Kitty.
And see how
she's doing at work. Hopefully run into
you.
Big Daddy here.
The outcome is to find out
my outcome is I want to find out that she's married to him.
All right. So you're at the, what's the name of the burger place? Joey's Burger? What?
Joey's
Burgers.
Kitty.
Hey.
You got time to talk?
I mean, I suppose, but I'm working.
Excuse me, miss. Can I get a refill on my drink?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey. Here you go.
Excuse me, but my bagel is purple. I mean, my burger.
Well, you shouldn't have ordered the unicorn one if you didn't want it that way.
What?
I do apologize for the lack of glitter, though. Would you like some?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay. Now, what can I do for you?
I just come in and say hi. Check on you. See what you're doing.
So we need to decide if Strahd is going to show up or not. And yes, he is.
Do you want a burger?
No.
Well, you need to eat.
I'll come walking up in my very attractive flight attendant outfit with my rolling suitcase behind me.
It's been tailored.
What do you look like, Alan, by the way?
Yeah, what do you look like?
We are attractive, but very nondescript.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know.
They're average.
Very average looking. They don't stand out at all.
They don't stand at all, but when you finally look at them, they're like, it's a very attractive looking person.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with them.
I haven't noticed that before. Yeah. Then you look away, you forget.
Man, man.
Ah, Kitty, the love of my life.
Oh, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm so well. Do you want a burger?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
I have been many weeks away from you. I am so sorry.
Hey, Kitty, your break's not for another 20 minutes.
I've been shut up.
Wait a minute.
You shut up. You want your wife fired?
Joey, I am feeding the customers.
What do you mean?
You're feeding the customers. Try the pork. The chopped pork. It's very good.
Right.
Here's special burger for you.
What do you mean? Who am I? I am this lovely woman's husband.
Kitty.
Damn it.
Question.
Answer.
I do not like your attitude, sir.
You shut up.
Okay,
you do
one,
not tell me to shut up.
For one, I married him first. I'm, I married him first.
Well, why'd you marry me then?
We were in Alabama.
Wait a minute.
Exactly.
You have another lover?
Well, I haven't had intercourse with him. It's not a consummated marriage.
See?
Why?
I don't know. That worked out well for you, but you have not had sex yet. So I don't know.
So therefore, it's not on camera.
Yeah, that's what we're ready to do on camera.
All right, Strahd, what do you want to happen, man?
Just pick it up from there.
Okay.
What do you want the outcome to be?
Have sex.
He didn't specify with who, so.
No, he did not. Or whom.
Whom.
Wait a minute. You have been married to him for how long?
Like, maybe like, 3 weeks or so.
3 weeks?
I didn't want him to get deported. He's a nice guy. When you look at
him. And you have not brought him to your bed yet?
Well, I was thinking that.
That's
maybe
what you're upset
you would
about?
Have a problem with it. So.
Oh, no, dear. We must remedy this now. It is not a true marriage. They will deport him unless you're putting him to your bed.
See,
with
yeah,
me
the American
well.
Laws, that's just not how it works. In the American
But it's
going to
be all three of you.
Mr. Sausage, you must let her go now. She has done her business for today.
You got your lunch. You have 30 minutes.
Sausage.
Give Joseph a white guy. You can use the cooler if you want.
There's no camera.
Give or Joseph the taxi a white stand. You choose.
Johnny, I'm so mad at you.
And now is your time to express it because it's your scene. Oh, that's right. Everybody's,
oh,
everybody
yes.
Give them away.
You get that for dealing with that.
Who do you want to give a black guy
to? No. Here. You get that.
Joseph,
let us use the...
Give Joseph Christie's black guy there.
Wow, that was out of nowhere.
All right, now
because I played a millennial? Really?
Yes.
It's your so
you
mean.
You have to give it to somebody.
Oh, thank you.
And Kitty, it is your scene.
I'm so mad.
Who are you mad at?
Johnny.
Because he gave you a break to have sex?
Yes.
Oh. I didn't give you a break. The law mandates that you take one.
What about all those drinking breaks and breathing breaks that I had earlier?
Is it breathing breaks?
Breathing.
Of course the alien here is breathing.
I am what I am.
Okay, I would like to resolve a scene. Can I resolve it? I'm going to resolve it.
And you want it to go good or bad?
It's going
to
go...
Remember, you're giving this dice away.
What kind of dice do you have over there, second husband?
I don't.
He doesn't have one.
He gave
what
it away.
What kind of dice over there do you have, first husband?
I have a black one.
I'm going to resolve, and it's going to go well for me.
So you want us to pick the scene.
Well, obviously she gets laid. That's the only...
No! Okay, yeah. It goes bad for me.
it goes bad for you.
Why don't you want to get laid by your husband?
Not both at the same time, I think.
Maybe that's what you
love.
Want.
I married the other for tax breaks.
So you're... So that means...
I'm confused. Don't know.
Are you sure you didn't marry the other one? Because you're like, oh, hey. He is very attractive.
But then you forget what he looks like when you look away.
He's not very attractive.
He's attractive. Kind of attractive.
Yeah.
We need to give her a bad outcome. I don't know what a bad outcome could be.
Okay.
What else does she have?
Well, if she thinks having sex with him is a bad outcome, they have sex.
I don't know how that would be a scene. We might go from mature to explicit to some other rating. But
I was just trying to avoid sex on video.
Well, he hasn't got the video set up yet, so
maybe
he's not ready to have sex yet because he can't get it on video.
There it is.
Okay, there it is.
All right, so it's going to have you three in it. You're willing. He's willing. You're not because there's no video involved.
Yes, let me get the bag.
The bag? Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll be right here.
I will be right back.
Johnny said we could use the freezer.
Do not go anywhere.
Too late, I'm gone.
Come on,
but you can take off your clothes.
You're willing, but there's no camera, so you won't.
You're trying to find a place in front of a camera to get them.
Okay, so here we are.
That's what you're trying to do, is get them to do it somewhere where there's a camera.
I started taking stuff out of the bag. I've got, like, the Frogger and, like...
Where are you right now?
She's at the counter.
In the freezer.
There's no cameras in the freezer.
Let's not do it in here.
Oh, I know, it's very cold. We will have to get closer to keep ourselves warm. Come here.
Yes, closer.
The safe word is flugendagadugadagabagin.
Okay, so,
How did you know my real name?
Let me just get this meat off the table here and,
Let's put some more meat on the table.
Let's go.
Come, Alan, get on the table.
Let's go somewhere else.
No, this is the spot. This is the place where I have had sex with everyone first.
There,
this is the first place.
That is a good point. I did not want to put on a show without getting paid for it. There are no cameras in here, correct?
No, of course
not. Okay, good.
Like, I don't want to get paid or get, like, not paid for being on the camera.
Ah, yes.
You know? Okay, so you ready?
You gotta come up
so apparently the two of them are willing to do it on camera if you pay them. That's what
it appears that Strahd has already unleashed the hounds.
I realize that.
Okay, so you're like bisexual, right? We need this to work.
We need this to work. You lay down like this, I'll get like this.
I understand. This can be daunting. I am in the room here. But it is okay. We will go easy. Whatever you want to do, we will
just
do.
Just the tip.
Like, you don't need to be afraid. Okay? We're not going to hurt you. And he definitely won't hurt you. He's super gentle.
I will stand over here and I will watch.
What a gentleman.
I'll give pointers too.
Okay, you should probably just leave.
Yeah, I just leave.
No, Alan, do not go!
I guess this means that our unconsummated marriage is annulled?
Oh, no, it cannot happen! No, we must save this marriage!
I don't know what to do!
Alright,
we will work out the plan.
Give away your black die.
Oh my god, it's the best fucking thing ever.
So it's my turn, right?
Yes.
So my scene is going to involve him coming out of the cooler, me catching him and saying, wait, Kitty said you had 30 minutes in there. Why are you coming out?
What do you want to get out of this?
Him to go back in. What? Why are you leaving?
I have other things I have to do.
That's your wife. To be legal in America, because this is America, you have to consummate the wedding, the marriage.
Not in the
freezer. Well, where else are you going to do it? You know, I saw some INS people around here not long ago. They will come and get you. They've been hanging around here a lot. Now, they might like the pork, but... the pork. But they do. I do see them take out a lot of people in handcuffs. And while I know Kitty is into handcuffs, they might not.
I'm kind of staking this.
I got one down. So I put my arm on his shoulder. And I kind of turned him around. Turn him back towards the cooler.
So good outcome would be going back in.
Going back in. The bad outcome is. Anything else could happen. INS could show up, anything.
INS!
Yeah,
alright, here's the bad outcome. Oh shit, here they come! That's INS!
Excuse me, sir, I need to speak to you. Right there, you.
I'm gone.
He's gonna take off running through the airport.
Well, that works every time.
So, Alan last seen running from an INS agent through the airport.
All right, detective.
Wow, I don't know what I'm going to do. That thing is kind of not related to anybody else.
You get a radio call about an alien running through the...
Over aliens and aliens.
All right, so I'm going to try to apprehend the the alien running through the airport.
How who's did we in get the so scene? Much aliens in this thing?
And will it be me and him and anybody else who happens to be where we're running through the airport, I guess.
Oh, you were with the INS agents?
Yes.
He went that way. I tried to make him stop, but he wouldn't stop.
So we're chasing him. Where are you going?
Anywhere y'all are.
We're running through the airport. Like half, anybody running through the airport is going to be chased by a lot of cops. So you are getting chased by a lot of cops.
I'm faster than y'all.
What?
Red alert. Red alert. Boop.
There is a passenger that looks like everyone else.
What was the description of him?
It is really snowing hard outside. You want to go outside? Try to get away?
Yeah.
Is he getting away?
I'm going to lose you. I'm going to try to lose you in the storm.
So a good outcome.
Catching him would be
good for me. So I tackle you in a big snowbank.
Damn it.
Put the cuffs on you.
I love this.
Bring you back inside and ask you about passports and IDs, because that's what I'm interested in. And you don't have to answer, because that's the end of my good thing there.
Yep.
Okay, so my scene, I guess I'm failing my tribesmen out of jail.
Well, INS has him, you probably got to break him out of jail.
He's more of a breaking situation.
He's in a room with a lot of people.
But you probably have some way to get him out of there.
Oh, yeah. I have the credentials to get him out.
And you're going to show them to the person who's looking for the fake credentials. That should be interesting. All right. What can I? Hey, you can't come in here.
I'm sorry, detective. She's just barged right in. I'm sorry.
All of you are off the case.
That's fine. I didn't want to work in this shithole anyway. I want to get out of this damn airport anyway.
But I only had 3 more days before I could retire.
Who are you anyway?
I'm INS Special Forces.
All right, do I believe this ID or not? I got two. You don't get to vote. All right, it's all yours, officer.
Thank you. Come on, you filthy alien. You're under arrest. I'm putting you in the big jail.
Okay.
All right, you get a white dye to throw to somebody.
Who doesn't have one?
Kitty.
I got two blacks.
Just Kitty
want a white dye. Kitty. All right, Alan. You're out of the hoose gal.
I guess my scene's gonna have my tribesmen.
Hitting you upside the head for feeding
boy. Yeah.
That's okay. What are you trying to get out of this?
I have no idea. An idea of where else I could lure them to go do it.
Yeah, okay. Do what?
Do what?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, honestly. Do what?
Consummate your marriage.
To have sexy time.
My marriage has been going to have sexy time.
Nope.
Thank you for getting me out, by the way.
Whack upside the head. What were you thinking?
Willie Sasquatch.
That's his real name. They know him. His name is Willie.
Willie Sasquatch.
Name is Sasquatch. They have him over for dinner every now and then.
No shit. So how are the codes coming? Why?
We had a problem.
What's the problem? The
reason why I ran.
Why did you run?
I am not doing it in a fucking meat locker.
Doing what?
Consummating. They wanted to have sexy time in a fucking meat locker.
So
was there a camera?
So let's hold on. He has a problem saying fucking when it comes to sex, but he doesn't have a problem saying fucking freezer. Are we in the fifth grade? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But if it's a fucking freezer, you think you would fuck in it?
No camera.
That's how it is.
the grasp of the English language is amazing.
No camera. Maybe my translator's broken. I don't understand.
I need cameras. Remember, we need cameras.
Now, what are you trying
Do
to get?
Do not have your cellular device in your pocket.
My what?
A place to have sex.
You know, I pull out, like, the phone. Like, it has a camera on it.
Oh, this
thing?
The phone?
Yes.
It has a camera on it?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Go back, have sex.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
Give him a white dye. You have to give it to somebody.
I know, I'm thinking.
No, this is the second round.
Nope.
You don't give
no,
it to
no, no, no.
There's
no.
two rounds in each
two
round.
Two rounds of the one.
Yeah.
Okay, now you give it away.
Oh, yay.
Is it mine?
Yeah. I want something to happen with these passwords. I want at least somebody else to know I have them, I guess. Otherwise, it's just not interesting to have a card sitting there. So.
Oh, I'm coming back.
You have to use your flight attendant.
I think I will come clean with you and let you know that I have been unfaithful. I'm so sorry, Kitty. I have urges.
What do you mean?
They're powerful.
Powerful?
Yes.
Like
you know,
a motor?
You know that little nerdy girl, that computer maintenance girl up on the tower, on the flight tower. Oh.
Yeah?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Patricia? Really?
Yes, yes, that is her name. I'm so sorry.
What are you wanting to get out of this?
You had the sex with Patricia.
Just stay married. How about that?
Okay, just stay married.
Yes.
With Patricia.
Yes. It was a moment
but
of weakness.
She's got that mole on her face.
Oh, but her glasses, though. Oh. Oh, they turn me on so much.
But they're leopard prints.
Yes, exactly. It is my weakness.
Why don't you ever say nice things?
No,
I
do love you. I love you, Kitty.
But you don't say the things like that.
Oh,
what
but
about my mole?
Your mole is so sexy. I love it. I want to kiss it all the time.
But you don't.
I know. I would get you the glasses.
The glasses?
Yes. I would go take them from her and put them on your face.
No, I need my own prescription.
Oh, okay, okay. Yes, you're right. That is more practical.
Oh, God. You are so lucky that you are beautiful.
I know.
Your brain.
I know. I am.
Seen. I don't know what's happening.
I have no idea. It's going to be my turn next, and I don't know what to do.
It's my turn.
It's
right
your
now,
turn.
I don't know what to do. Oh, wait, I have an idea.
You can have the sex.
I could not.
I'm coming back, though.
Can we talk about the freezer aliens and maybe do something with them?
Sure. Do you want this to go? Do you want to decide for it to go good or bad, or do you want to just let it go and see where they take it?
Let's let it go.
What do you want to accomplish?
I would like to accomplish at least, like...
Elsa.
My feelings are hurting.
My head is hurting. I've not done this yet.
Yeah, I want to do that too. I'm like, what?
Okay,
So you want to...
I'd like to acquire a new freezer alien.
Oh, so you're alien hunting. Okay, this should be interesting.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so, like, what do they look like? Like, you've seen so many.
Well, I've not actually seen one.
Okay, but, like, the ones we have in our freezer, they don't look anything alike.
What? That's it.
Hey, are you the manager?
Yes.
Hey, this is a really good burger. You got any more of this?
Absolutely. You want some pork?
Well, yeah, whatever you gave me, this one is fantastic.
Pork.
Hey, is that the last you got, man?
I can make some more. It'll take a little while.
This is good stuff.
Okay.
Hey, can I get a sandwich?
Sure. Okay. Have a sliced bologna sandwich.
Was that like one? It looks like it might have been one of them.
It was.
Should I invite him to the freezer?
No, the one that we need from the freezer.
My husband wouldn't mind.
Well, the one we need from the for the freezer is Alan. I think Alan's an alien.
Oh, that's
well,
a good
INS
idea.
Was chasing him, so that definitely makes him an alien.
An illegal alien, man.
Oh my God! Was he from like Canada?
Could be. I don't know. His accent was really weird.
Okay, like.
This means they're going to capture you. You're voting yes.
Okay, let's go.
He walks in then because we all voted yes.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Do you still want to use the cooler?
You've got your cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Let's go hang out in the freezer.
Okay.
And then I just like.
And knock him out.
Okay, it's seen. Lord. Did you get your dye?
No.
Get a white dye and give it away.
I feel like
you deserve it. Oh, Lord.
And that's your scene, Johnny Sausage.
So
you
I am
captured
going...
Alan. You don't know for sure he's an alien, but you've captured him.
Well, I'm going to go back to the only place that I know an alien captured me is the taxi stand. And there I want to do an investigation to see if I can uncover any true aliens before we butcher this poor guy who drives a taxi.
So is it just you and you're going to talk to Elena?
No, you can come with me. It happened to us before. You're a detective,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
So you're a detective, right? So maybe you can help me investigate this taxi stand.
All right. So we're coming. Do you still look like the person who came in there and took him away?
No.
Okay. So we're coming to your taxi stand.
No.
She's like, no.
Like, if I can look like a human, I'm pretty sure I can look like however kind of human I want.
So
I'm not actually coming as a detective. I'm just coming to help him as.
As a friend.
So we're kind of just looking around the place.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you work here all the time?
Yes.
Don't
this
run.
Is my stand.
Have you ever noticed anything unusual going on here?
Yeah, like people disappearing and getting shit shoved up their asses. That kind of unusual.
It is Chicago.
Apologies to anyone listening in Chicago.
She's occupied. Call an Uber. Nobody uses a stand anymore.
I like her taxi, though.
I always get this good feeling afterwards. Around my bum area.
For the last time that we took a taxi from around here, we lost a lot of time. It just, like, disappeared. Are you familiar with the Ether Bunny? Because I really think that's what happened.
You mean you got, like, date rape drugs so, like, the meter went up?
Yeah, the meter went up all right, up my ass. That's what happened.
I'm pretty sure my meter has no fecal matter on it.
So we need to know if we're figuring out she's an alien or not.
Yeah.
No, we're not figuring it out.
I'm the smart one, remember?
Maybe we got the wrong stand.
Yeah, I'm very confused about that night.
Maybe it was an Uber.
Everything's really hazy. Yeah, it could have been.
It could have been an Uber with a millennial driving. I kind of remember.
Yeah,
like
I hate millennials anyway. So
I kind of remember like a peppermint pumpkin latte smell.
Oh, you mean the one from over in the coffee stand?
Wait, like that's him! That's him! Arrest him!
No! Don't punch me in the face!
Take a black die.
Okay,
it's good to get all the same color.
It's good to get all the same color.
Actually, give that one to Joseph. I like the improv from Joseph.
So you give me a black
dye.
To go with your other black dye.
I see how it is.
We're just trying to care about you, husband.
So I've heard of some strange things about the food and Joey's burgers.
They might be aliens.
So,
Oh, it's counterfeit meat.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're selling counterfeit meat over there,
ooh.
Joey's Burgers. So I come in, you guys are both there.
Okay.
And I sit down at the counter and give me
hey,
a.
Hey, Trevor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Can I get a burger?
Yeah, we'll make it on the house.
Bring him a real burger. Don't bring him that special.
Okay.
Give him a real one.
So, okay.
I got a question. Am I gagged or anything in the back?
Yeah. We've not included you in the scene yet, so
you're just
in the back.
I'm doing my best to cook your burger. I hope I don't burn it.
All right, I'm looking around at what everybody else is eating.
people eating pork.
Do I see anything that looks unusual? That'll be up to you guys.
Yeah, that'll be up to you guys. You might
do have something called a unicorn burger.
Do I see anything unusual in the food?
That means it goes good for him.
Order up.
That means it goes bad for him. He doesn't see anything.
You could spot something in the
here you go.
When she opens it up.
She don't have to go in the freezer. We have a little chest out there. She can pull it right out of it and cook it there. And I have to go in the freezer.
Hold on. What is that gentleman eating right there?
That's our signature unicorn burger.
Yeah, I think I'll pull out my badge. I'm going to need to see where you have the rest of that meat.
I'm going to look at his badge. You're not the health inspector. You're a detective. You've got no jurisdiction here. We're not breaking any laws.
I'm going to that freezer.
You can't go in there. See that sign? It says employees only.
Who are you?
I'm the health inspector you called.
What? I guess I called the health inspector. There you go. You happy now?
She can go in. You can't.
I'm investigating a crime.
There's been no crime here. What crime has been committed? Do you have a search warrant?
I don't believe she needs one. Tell me what you see in there.
No, she didn't have to have a search warrant.
Tell me if you see evidence of a crime in there.
I barge into your freezer.
He's covered up like a hunk of meat.
I like, under. Like moving stuff around.
Hey, remember, first in, first out. Put it back the way you got it.
I know how this works, sir.
You don't look like you know how it looks. Where's your hairnet? Where's your hairnet? Go get a hairnet.
She's wearing one, see?
She's got a stocking cap. That doesn't count. Damn it, I know the rules.
I have my hairnet, sir. Like, I lift it up and it's like part of my hair. I wear it all the time.
So, wait, is he just hanging up like on a hook?
He's covered up like he's a side of beef. That's part of Jody. She goes to lift it up. I put it back. No. It's aging.
Some evidence of a crime. It doesn't have to be him, but we are at the tilt, so it could be him.
I'm like, sir, I'm going to need you to step away.
I can't let you do that. That'll ruin the aging process. Look.
I'm unclipping my piece.
You're not in there.
I'm the close-up I can see.
You said he couldn't go in.
Look. Here's the problem.
I'm going to need you to step back, sir.
Here's the beef that we got. It's from China. All right? We've been trying to cut corners. There it is.
Oh, I couldn't believe you sold him our secrets.
I know.
I mean, no.
Joey's going to be pretty mad. I need to figure out more than that. It doesn't have to be him, but it should be more than
that. That's breaking a law.
Just Chinese beef should be more than that.
It could be tainted with mad cow. Maybe.
Where did this beef come, sir? You don't have a freezer that's equipped to actually hold a side of beef.
Actually, it is the appropriate temperature in here. It's probably missing the USDA seal, though.
I'll need to check it.
We run. I run.
Okay, that's the
and
scene.
That's the tilt.
There's a man under here.
Give a white die to.
I run out into the lobby. Serving people.
Give it to Tammy. All right, tilt. Everybody, roll your dice. I don't have any.
All right, mine first. Does it matter who goes first?
No, just count them up. Remember to subtract the low from the high. I think everybody has all the same color,
six,
don't we?
7.
Yeah, I think
eight,
maybe.
9.
David got it.
10. 11.
I have 13.
I have 11.
Oh, 13. Okay, then Danny and
13
Danny first,
white.
David second.
Tammy rolled all those dice in the middle.
I'm the winner.
And tell me what we have.
Total?
5.
No, what we.
5.
Tell them there's not two of something.
I see two ones. Are there two twos?
One two.
Then we can't do a 2-2. How about threes?
Oh, but I wanted a 2-2.
There's no threes.
No threes. Can't do a three at all. Three is innocence.
Oh, no one's innocent.
Yeah,
here.
That wasn't going to happen anyway.
Okay, so there is 4 5s.
There's more.
3 1s.
Wait, do I get to pick all of these?
Get to pick the top category.
1 4, 1 2, and 2 6s.
Is there a 4?
Yep, uh-huh. There's only
one.
We're going
to take the 4. Cult.
I think that's guilt.
Yeah, that's
guilt. Oh, never mind. Put that back.
Okay, so we're not taking the guilt.
Take a 1 off there. We're going mayhem.
Mayhem.
All right, David, you can pick anything but a 3 then.
I think 3.
Yep. And it's under, it doesn't matter. Just leave, no, just leave him out there now.
Oh, okay.
And you pick something under mayhem?
Under mayhem, anything but a three. Because there's no threes, correct?
Yeah. Anything but a three under mayhem.
Six.
And what is six?
Misdirected passion.
Wow, there's not enough passion in this one already.
You could have done the one where a wild animal breaks loose. That would be better.
I didn't see that one. Yeah, three.
Oh, we don't have a three.
God dang it, no.
So we going with passion or no?
No, we've had that like the past.
Yeah, let's do something else.
And plus, we've had a lot of passion in this one already.
Yeah. Five.
What is that?
There's not a cold-blooded score
settling. Cold-blooded score.
That means there's going to be some alien bitch dying tonight.
There's a lot of scores that need to be settled. All right, we'll be back. You won't even notice we're gone.
Bye. Afraid.
True. You can take it that way.
Yeah, you could be there. Should
Let's
be there. Could
not.
Be some people who want to settle a score with you. All right, we're back for Act Two of Fiasco Christmas, the last Christmas in O'Hare. We haven't even got to the.
I gave you my.
Why is this going to be the last Christmas in O'Hare?
You threw it away.
It's 2012.
But someone has a cold-blooded score to settle, maybe multiple people. And it's Elena Ford's turn, and she has found her alien brother.
She hasn't found her.
No, that was the health inspector.
Oh, okay.
Detective Trevor Wolf and the health detective.
Inspector. Well, I thought she morphed into the health inspector.
No. I was actually
you were actually.
So I called a real health inspector. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't understand that either. Okay,
yeah,
so you don't know your brother is being held prisoner.
Nope.
So, but it is your scene.
So okay. I'm probably looking for the idiot.
The idiot.
Right. Where would you be looking?
Well, maybe his wife knows where he's at.
So you're going to walk
on
the.
Shit, I do.
Yeah.
I do know where he is.
Walk in on the detective in this scene that was going on previously, looking for him.
Yeah.
All right, there's a health inspector, detective. There's Kitty and Johnny, all there. and him in the freezer.
Running.
Huh?
And then they start running.
Oh, yeah, they take off running.
I'm not going to run. That goes badly if you run.
Okay, so you come in.
Yeah.
You come in on this scene. You do not see your brother, though, so go.
Oh, hey, a new customer. Do you want a burger?
Right now you're dealing with the cops. You're not dealing with customers.
Well,
you're...
she still might be. You never know.
Oh, okay.
Business as usual.
The health inspector hadn't said you're shut down yet.
Nope. Nobody shut us down. We're fine.
She might be part of the cult.
Did you just say that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying she might be part of the cult.
All right, I'm going to need you two to come out here and up against the wall over there and call it for
Ooh,
backup on the radio.
Okay. Spread eagle and everything, right?
What is going on?
Well, he's one of them.
What?
He's one of the aliens.
Is he?
He's one of the aliens. It's Alan the alien.
All right, let me get rid of this health inspector.
Get rid of this. Okay.
But now I need somebody else to be the health inspector because she's another character now.
Okay, I'm confused. What's happening?
Okay, I'm taking
so
over this
I'm
sink.
Gonna keep looking all around here because you know
this is obvious. Excuse me, this is obviously above you because this is obviously a kidnapping. So I'm gonna have to ask
what?
You to turn this scene up. There's a person
there
right there.
There is no children here.
There's a person right there in the freezer. This is a kidnapping scene. So
excuse me,
goes
that's
beyond
not
the health department.
I still have to make my notes to shut them down, otherwise they'll still
me.
Be in business.
Excuse me, that is my husband. He's not kidnapped.
Why is he tied up and gagged?
Because of...
Okay, never mind. This is your scene. I'm out of here.
Wait, what the hell are you doing to Alan?
We were going to consummate our marriage until you guys
Who's
interrupted.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm going to need you to step...
That's the cab driver.
Why do you have my cousin in the refrigerator?
It's her husband.
It's my cousin.
I think husband comes before cousin.
Not when you got him in the fucking freezer, it doesn't, honey.
Well, that's what they were going to do.
He he has
no, the honey comes.
He has consented to this union.
He's shaking his head no for those who are listening.
You can't rape your husband by tying him up in the freezer. He's there on purpose.
All right, we need to vote. Everybody's in the scene, but we got to vote somehow how this
Jenny?
Goes. And it is Christy's scene, so.
What are you wanting to happen from the scene?
I think she wants to get her brother out of there, or cousin,
yeah,
or whatever it is.
I want to get him out so y'all don't dissect him or something.
He is wanting to be in the freezer, okay?
And why is he shaking his head no?
Because he is really good at role playing.
Got two no's and one yes.
Like, can I push past and, like, three pull no's. The gag out of his mouth? Like, what's the
get me the fuck out of here!
Well, wait a minute. Let's finish voting, then you can.
Yeah, everybody voted down.
Yeah. I don't get him out, so I get arrested.
Or
he
shot.
Wants to
it
be
is the second
in here,
scene.
Ma'am. You leave
I
my
just
husband
said I
alone.
I was related to him. You think I'm an alien?
Yeah,
man?
I think
we're
an
gonna
alien.
Need you, we're going to need you to step in the cooler. Also, I have a gun held on you, and now you're both in the cooler. Give Christy a black dye to go with her white dye, so that was not a good thing for her.
Thank
actually,
you.
We have mostly black ties left, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Alan, you're in the cooler with your brother,
take
sister,
your
whatever.
She took the ball gag out of your mouth.
Yeah, you're not gagged anymore. But
it was a ball gag.
Now she's in here with you.
It was a red ball gag.
What have you done?
We have black ones, too.
Oh, that could have been a black
and apparently, all three of us are working together now. That's what it looks like to you, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Get me out of here. And this is where I ended up.
Guys, I'm gonna.
So this is your cousin, huh?
The customers are asking.
I thought you put us both.
Good. Let him ask.
We're in the freezer with you.
Oh, I would not have said that had I known you didn't shut the door.
It's your scene.
Oh, I thought that was why we put you in the freezer because you said
your
that.
Your scene. Who's in your scene?
Yeah. Who's in your scene?
Apparently, all of us.
Okay.
No.
Nope, you can choose how you want it to be.
Yeah,
she could be tied. She's not going to be left alone in there to untie you and do some magical, mystical alien
unless
shit.
Everybody votes yes for your scene.
Yeah, unless everybody votes for your scene. But right now, if you just want it to be you two, it can be.
Yeah, we could all leave and lock you guys in there if you want to have a scene with just the two of you. But I don't know how that would be good for you. Seems like the thing you would want would be to get.
I got in my pocket. You didn't search me.
Or you can resolve.
The thing you would want to do is to get out, probably. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I
want to
get out.
So that would be your positive outcome.
So who's in the scene?
Is it just the two of you, or are we still there with you?
No, y'all are still with us.
Okay.
Okay, fine, they're not. I heard that.
Oh, make it.
Am I or am I not? Come on.
No, you're not.
All right, we're outside discussing what we're going to do with them.
All right. So
I don't really know you guys dissect aliens, though, so we'll have to talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you either.
You're the brains. I'm just here to fuck.
Shut up.
Get us out.
If you would shut up, I'd be thinking.
We'll think faster. They might come back. I want gone.
Christy, you get the tiebreaker.
Oh, my God.
Positive or negative?
It goes however you want, so take it over.
Okay. What do we have in our pockets? Did they search you?
Mm-hmm.
No. They didn't search me. What do I have in my pocket? Oh, I have my bag.
What's in the bag?
In your pocket. You had a bag in your pocket.
Why not?
Can't be much in that bag.
It's
they're
just
like
an alien
kangaroo aliens.
Unless it's like weed or
it's
something.
It's an interdimensional pocket.
It could be an interdimensional,
it
pocket.
Is an interdimensional pocket.
We're aliens. Look here. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you got hung up on.
You, apparently, you're not a very good alien. You got captured by.
I'm not that smart.
He's here for his breeding capabilities.
I thought you might want smart aliens, but whatever.
I'm the smart alien.
She was ready to consummate, but he said no.
We have to
no,
have
I'm not ready.
Evidence.
Okay, how are we doing?
I have my laser torch.
Oh, yes. I've got the other way.
But they're going to know we're something weird.
Oh, I think they already do.
They suspect.
They suspected already.
Yeah, they're never suspect.
Don't fucking kill them.
What's your wife?
Fucking kill her, too.
All right, so I'm like.
All right, they escape. We
is
don't
that
know
a good thing or a bad thing.
It's a good
That's a good thing.
All
right.
We don't know where they escaped to, but they're out of there.
Oh, that's not very good for you, is it?
Nope. Whoever's behind Joey's Burgers.
And don't forget, we have a score to settle. Somebody does, so.
We all have a score to settle now.
Strut. I think you should settle your score.
What score? I don't have a score.
Your wife's second marriage has never been consummated.
That's true.
Doesn't say it has to be a murderous
That's
score.
That's a heck of a score to settle.
I'm just so confused with this whole thing.
Yes, it is a bit
odd.
Yes.
I can't think of a scene I think I want to resolve, but I don't want to resolve negatively, but that's all the dice that I have are black dice. Damn it.
Oh, maybe, like...
I don't care. I'm going to resolve positively.
You're going to resolve
Give him a white
positively.
Die.
Oh, I was gonna say
I don't know really what he wants. What does he want?
I was gonna
to
say...
get the codes.
No, I already
got
the code.
The
he has the codes. I'm the one that needs them.
You don't have any needs over there on either side, do you?
No, all I have are romances. That's the reason why my character is nothing but a man whore.
But he is so good at it.
Well, I was going to say that we can be on the other side of the locker room where you're changing to a flight, and we're like, aha, specimen.
How would that be good for him?
Oh, we can figure it out.
Bad for him.
No, he wanted it to go good, so it's got to go good. So, yeah, so you cut through
into the locker
into the male
room.
Locker room, and he's standing there, and everything God
uh-huh.
gave him.
So.
Now let's begin.
And
you had no
Oh, excuse me. I did not mean to walk in on you. Wait.
Elena's
you walked in on me.
Elena's a female, so I have a feeling I know how this is going.
What are you two doing in here? Alan. What are you doing here? You are seeing me in my full glory. It is too soon. Kitty is not here.
Well, considering his wife just tried to, like, murder him.
What? I cannot believe it. No, I will
she
not believe it.
Strung up in a
goddamn... Oh, no, I told her to do that. You see, that's it. That's
foreplay.
That's just a foreplay, as we call it.
She didn't give him a... safe word.
Oh, that is too bad. I have tried to teach her about safe words, but she is very hard. She has trouble saying them. But they're so cute. I love it.
I think
so, I noticed that you are in the flight attendant locker room with me.
Are there any cameras in here?
Alan has his cell phone.
Oh, of course there are cameras in here. It's the locker. Wow, they're pointed in unique ways so that they do not enforce privacy. But you know.
Like they don't enforce privacy?
Yeah.
Enforce privacy.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Get to it. Why I know what you're doing. You're the fertile one.
I love it.
I'm getting caught over there.
Get to
oh,
it!
Oh no! I dropped the soap,
and it's powdered soap, so he has to stay bent over for a long time.
David is red again. You're going to kill David.
Do not hyperventilate. We have no paper bag.
It is not normal for an avocado to be that color.
Like a mango right now.
Oh, yes, I want to see his mango.
I think you might be surprised what's under there.
We have established there are cameras in here, though, right?
There are cameras.
Yes, there are cameras.
Oh, fuck, what do I do now?
That's exactly what you do.
Yeah. Show him the goods and see how he responds to your cornucopia of pleasures there.
Fuck it.
Yes, please.
Keep digging that hole.
That hole's already been dug. I'm just going to go
ahead.
Wait,
so who's
Use
pitching?
That shovel.
Who's pitching?
He's catching.
Husband
he
number
to.
One pitches.
I thought you
oh,
were...
Oh, we can take turns.
I thought
okay.
you were both male and female. Isn't that what she
he
just
is.
Told
you?
Yeah.
So if
he's not
male,
getting pregnant.
You've got
to No matter what you do to him.
No, you've got to get pregnant.
Or you can get pregnant.
Yeah, alien pregnancy.
I'm not impregnate.
Well, you can't impregnate him.
Impregnate yourself.
You can try real hard, though.
So
no wonder you guys sucked last time you came.
So you're trying to impregnate him. All right, there we go. That's
Here's the scene.
And you're over there shaking your head.
No, she thinks it's going to work.
Oh, she? I thought
no,
she...
No, I was the one that tried with the two of you and knew it didn't work. I'm just like, whatever.
Why did you...
You had camera, the higher ups don't know.
They will know when there's no alien babies.
Oh, God. I love it.
All right. Did you get your white dye?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, he got a white
dye. Tammy, your turn.
I would.
If you resolve, we're giving you a black.
Huh?
If you resolve, we're giving
you a black.
She chooses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? I resolve good.
Thank you, Mike. Now we have to come up with a story for a scene for.
Yeah, yeah, she opens up the freezer door and sees the hole and catches you two.
And then sees the other hole.
And sees the other hole. Go.
Oh, look at all this.
And also, she's there.
How do I say your name?
Oh, and she's there.
Strahd.
Oh, Strahd, what's going on?
Oh, my beautiful bride, I am so sorry. I started the consummation early.
Oh, Strahd, you're so thoughtful.
Come join us.
Thoughtful?
Yes. Oh, wait. Strahd, look it. My husband's a wife bend.
Is what?
It's half in half.
Oh.
My husband's a wifey bend.
I am very confused. Please come over here.
Strahd, look it. It's got a hole in. It's got a hole.
For those of you playing at home, that's a vagina.
It looks like a little cute thing.
Oh my god.
I think, okay, so what is going through my mind right now is I do not want to carry child. Strahd, impregnate first or second husband.
You know where this is coming from.
I don't think it worked that way, wife.
Yes, it's got a vagina. You can have sex with it.
David is getting pregnant.
Please, Strahd, honey.
Come, you must join in. Otherwise, it is not consummation.
Okay, I help. I pull tower for everyone.
See, what?
What?
What'd she say?
I pull tower for everyone.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, God.
Husband number two is pregnant now.
That was her good outcome.
By husband number one.
By husband number one.
So in some cultures, they're married now.
I'm so excited for you guys. I want a boy girl.
Did you mean a boy or a girl?
No, a boy girl.
I set that up for you. I lobbed that in there. You should have crushed it. I'm going to take this last white dye.
Oh, God. What?
And what you want to do,
I need to kill an alien.
Which one you want to kill? Oh, we got to decide, I guess. It's his good outcome.
Okay, let's
I'm about to say, him killing an alien, we get to decide what's good for him.
Yeah.
We get to decide everything.
It's what's good for me.
I couldn't think of anything else he wanted to do other than killing an alien. Okay. We do have
I also want to prove that they exist.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they videoed that.
Oh, he did.
What?
That doesn't prove he's an alien. That just proves he has both parts. An innie and an outie.
Which can happen.
Yes, this is also natural.
They got out of there.
Also.
Also.
There you go.
Yay! Yay! Say it right.
I'm just trying so hard to be normal.
Never be normal.
Don't be normal. It's boring.
He can get a hold of some of Lena's tech.
I did kind of melt through your very thick.
So wall. I sneak in at trying to see where she's gone because she's past her 15-minute break.
Again.
So I open the freezer door and I see another hole.
They actually were supposed to be being held in there.
Yep.
They got out.
Yeah.
So you didn't know we escaped. So you're
no.
Like,
well, you're just following Key at this point.
I'm trying to find out where she's at because she's been gone for 40 minutes or so. That bitch better not be asleep in there.
I guess I'm still with you.
Asleep in the freezer?
Asleep in the freezer.
Well, you're going to have sex in there. Who has sex in a freezer?
Somebody who enjoys cold.
And look through the hole and we see that going on. She's got a camera recording it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, see,
oh, yeah.
I told you they're aliens. I don't even know what that is.
Well, I admit that that's very freaky, but it doesn't prove that anybody's an alien.
It's got both pieces.
Humans can have both pieces.
Are you an alien?
You know I was there with you.
Oh, God. Maybe you were a plant.
Maybe. Wait, what is that? What is that beside her?
Some weird looking laser thing.
Is that a bag? Let's take that bag and see what's in the bag. The laser.
What's in the bag?
So we're going to steal the bag that the alien had.
All right, you got a bag of alien technology.
No, you sure you didn't get the bag mixed up?
You got a white dye.
I got a white dye, so I got a bag of alien toys.
That can go good for you, too.
But now we have six bad outcomes.
Now was when the shit hits the fan.
Because no white
because
dice
we got
left.
Greedy at the beginning.
What you doing, Mike?
Wow, I have no clue.
We have a bag and we've left the freezer.
Well, something bad's gonna happen to me.
And the locker room.
And the locker room.
Maybe you open the bag and it has sex toys in it.
Well, give me one of the dice.
Because you're gonna get it anyway.
This is my first die, by the way. Oh, no. Wow, I don't know what to do.
You open the bag,
and it's a bag full of sex toys.
How's that bad for me? Now I got a bag of sex toys.
Because it's not the bag that we thought it was.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's not much of a scene. That's the end of the scene. I got a bag of sex toys.
Oh, wait, no.
Wait a minute. We have to roleplay this.
I'm going to take it to my superiors.
There you go.
What I found, guys.
Detective Wolf.
I have this bag of alien technology that I captured at the airport.
What,
sir,
what?
Take a look
what
at what's
in here. Alien technology?
Let's take a look at what's in here.
I thought you were after illegal aliens.
I
not
found,
that kind.
They
would be illegal.
I find a different kind of alien. Just look what's in this bag.
Fine.
Is this some kind of joke?
Wolf?
Yes?
Are you coming on to me?
No, sir. Look at that. That is a clearly alien technology in there.
Is it now?
Whoa, what is that?
I'll have to say that this is very impressive, but I would not count it as alien.
Are you sure you're not coming on
this
to me?
This one, on the other hand, might be.
Excuse me, Captain. Oh, what do we have here?
It's one of those kind of meetings. Click as the door locks.
No. I'm like,
Detective Wolf, you are off the case.
And on my lap.
And on my lap. Oh, my goodness.
Cap, what are we
going to
do with that bag?
It's evidence. File it away.
I'll check it in later.
Okay. Sir, this is one of these spectacular monster ones on the internet.
I think they call it the bombshell.
You have to have a permit to own that one.
You can only find it in Germany.
What do they call that one?
It runs on DC power.
It runs on diesel.
Here. It's got a piston-driven motor.
I'm leaving this room where all these people are making fun of me now. Let's go again.
It even comes with a special oil that, like, lubricates the machination.
You gotta mount it to the wall and plug it in. The lights dim when you turn it on.
Why does this one have jumper cables?
All right, Elaine, it's yours.
Is that bad enough?
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
So it's gonna go bad for me, okay?
Yep. It is definitely gonna go bad for you, and you're
gonna
have two of
each color. It's going bad for everybody.
Oh, that was a really good throw.
I'm gonna have two of each color. My outcome is gonna be poop.
Well, if you got any scores to settle, now's the time.
Okay. You have a couple.
Yeah.
You now have proof.
I upload it to command.
Oh, that's not gonna go good.
So somebody's gonna need to be an alien.
It's the fourth. It's the movie The 4th of July. It's actually a virus, and it causes.
It crashes the mothership.
It's the main server password. It's the main server. The exact same ones that the aliens used. Who would have known?
Okay. I think Mike should play the alien commander, man.
What is your alien name?
Darsnip.
Lieutenant Darsnip, what do you have to report?
I am sending you the footage of consummation.
Found footage.
Oh, God.
What is this I'm receiving?
Isn't it glorious?
All I'm seeing is
thumb.
footage from the surveillance cameras in the airport. This is no help to me. I see no sex. I see lots of disgusting people who you would never want to have sex with.
So once again, sorry, Chicago.
A lot of angry people.
So, if I did not send you that, where did the footage... I have to go, sir!
How the hell did you get my number?
It's playing on all of the display things in the whole airport.
That's perfect. That's bad.
Well, that's not good.
You did glorious second husband.
And it's your turn, Alan.
Here, let me go ahead and give you your black dyes. There you go.
Aside from the fact that everybody knows you as a porn star now.
You find out you're pregnant.
Isn't that what they wanted, though?
Yeah, but it's not what he wanted.
Not what I wanted.
It's very good for Elena.
I have no idea.
Or whatever her name is.
He wanted to impregnate, not be impregnated. Okay. So,
do you have any scores to settle? You were taken prisoner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. I have a score to settle.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah.
I tried to grab a hold of you and consummate with you.
It's not going to go well for you.
I know.
Seems like somebody should have probably took a pill.
Pregnant what? Husband is touching me in places I don't like.
What are you doing, Alan?
Safe word.
This is a safe place. You ask for consent. You do not do that.
What?
Husband, help!
Okay, we're getting into a weird spot here. That's making me a little uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah,
we're all uncomfortable. I punch him.
Thank you, husband.
You've been punched.
You punch him, and his disguise falls.
God damn it, shut up.
That's a bad thing for
that's
you.
That's bad.
Oh, husband.
When did you marry an alien?
I don't know.
I came to this country the right way.
I
got my green card. You got a green card?
What's a green card?
He needs to give me a little more than a green card.
Oh, I'm so angry.
Husband, get Mr. Sausage. Get him.
All right, you're outed as an alien.
Knew that was God. Coming anyway.
So now I have a bad scene.
You have an alien STD.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well give us each a black die because it's going bad for both of us.
It's bad for everybody.
Angered all around.
Did I have one?
There were no more dice.
There should have been enough for me to have a second black die.
Yeah, there should have been.
Did we
Let's
lose
just
it?
Get another one.
Did we lose it?
There you go.
It was in the floor.
We've been playing with one less dice this whole time. Okay. So,
I got nothing. Y'all got anything? Yeah.
Let's see. Bad for...
It's not a good scene.
It's not a scene, though. Go.
He's got an alien STD, and while we're at the clinic, we bring in second husband.
What? Second husband's an alien, so I don't think they're bringing him into the clinic.
So that we can test him for what kind of alien STD it is.
Again, that's not a scene.
I don't know. Let's see.
You're fired because your porn's all over the...
Yeah. You let's, probably
let's just go ahead and ratchet this up. Let's have the army come in and lock down the entire airport because they're fucking aliens. Literally, fucking aliens.
How's that bad for you in particular, though?
I had sex with an alien, they're gonna take me in. I mean,
he's evidence.
Right, so two guys come
ladies
in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we regret to inform you that the airport is now locked down. Please have a nice day.
Two guys come in with M16s. You!
Oh, what is going on?
You're the one on the video. Down on the floor.
Ah, no, he is also on the video.
Shit, it's an alien, sir. What do we do?
Shoot him!
I'm dead.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My wife had her taking me away.
Oh, no,
I was stunned. I love you forever.
Hell, his disguise was down anyway, so he was getting shot.
You've already had your last seed, so it doesn't matter to you. All right. You're dead.
They take me away.
Okay, I have a bad scene.
You have a dead husband and a husband that's under arrest.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Let's make it worse. I'm ready.
You just want to... Kitty, I hate to inform you of this, but because of all the publicity...
You're fired. I am going to out the shit out of you.
You'll go to jail, too. I've got it on tape.
How did you get that?
There's a camera in the freezer.
Cameras in this establishment.
That's just what I told everybody.
Alien reasons.
I have to record the biopsies of the aliens that you performed.
I'm gonna fucking murder you.
Have fun.
Since it goes,
you can pick up your check in 2 weeks.
Okay, now it's Danny's turn. You murder him.
Yeah, I took a bad die, so you can. It's not the first time Johnny's been killed.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to hit you over the head with a bottle of ketchup. Death by ketchup.
You want me to do the long, exasperated dying scene?
Yeah, yeah. No. You hit the head with the ketchup, and you fall forwards. And
impale yourself on a dildo.
Through the mouth.
In the back of the
head. I was going to say, like, he kind of fell through, like, the laser hole and, like, chopped his head off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's gruesome.
1,000 ways to die.
All right, so I'm going to go try to settle a score with this person. I have PTSD from seeing this alien sex video. So I'm going to go try to kill this alien, which is going to go bad for me, so.
I guess Christy wins.
No,
the other one.
I'm coming after you with a pistol. I don't know where you are.
I don't know how you can get in the airport because the army's there.
He's already in there.
I was already in the airport.
No, he didn't. He had to go talk to his supervisor, remember, and give him the bag of dildos.
Okay, that's my bad scene. I couldn't get back at the airport to kill you. No, sir, you can't come in here. But.
I'm getting in anyway, sir. If you step across that line, we're going to shoot you.
And I'm on the other side of the door going, hey. Waving.
Need a cab?
Alright, roll your dice.
You don't want to. They're going to be bad and counteract each other.
Not nearly as bad as babies.
We're getting weirder every time we do fiasco.
Are you sure?
Oh, wow.
I have one white. I've got eight.
Christy,
white.
Look at the dice I had. I have a zero. It doesn't matter how many dice you have, you can still get fucked.
All right, starting with Christy, white one is dreadful. You are certainly dead, probably from a self-inflicted wound. People you care about are also dead, maybe through your own stupid, ugly failure. To say that you effed up is an insult to uppedness. You have redefined the term. You
this
have what?
True.
Three what color?
Your superiors are
black.
Not happy with
three
you.
Black.
Yep. Harsh. Shit in a bag, harsh. A lifetime of medication, harsh. A big black cloud of hurt is going to rain all over you.
You're dead.
And you're dead, aren't you?
I'm dead already.
You got a zero.
Big fat goose egg.
The worst thing in the universe. This probably doesn't include death, since death would be way better than whatever this is. Be creative and don't settle for the first worst thing that comes to mind. There's something darker, more awful, more wretched in there somewhere.
Is that all Christie's?
No, that's him.
That was mine.
Oh.
What
I
you
got eight white.
8 white. Nothing to crow about. No better, but not way worse either. Maybe the car is wrecked. Your wife is leaving you. You lost your job. But compared to some other people you know.
Yeah, 9 white.
9 white is same thing. Nothing to crow about.
You lost your business.
And I have 8 black.
Off my head.
Nothing to write home about. Back to where you started, sore and broke. But just like yesterday and tomorrow, you probably learned something to know about how to do it next time.
And you got a bag full of dildos.
No, I don't. They took those away from me at the office.
This evidence.
Christy, what's your final outcome?
I'm stuck in the fucking airport.
Forever?
Forever.
You can't get
Hanks.
I'm waiting outside to get you if you ever come out. That's why I spend the rest of my life waiting outside the airport for you.
I have asylum in the airport.
The alien high command has disavowed any knowledge of
you. So you can't leave the planet.
And you can't leave the airport.
You gotta survive off of saltine crackers and ketchup packets and mustard.
And you're dead, so you don't. You're dead, so you don't really need to. Unless any of you aliens come back to life somehow.
Not unless she can bring me back. No, I'm dead.
I'm very interested to hear yours.
The military obviously takes me. And since they know that I had sex with an alien, they do many, many tests on me. Very invasive tests. They are awful. They probe me everywhere, and it's not even the good kind of probing.
They probe him so bad, he loses his accent.
And then later on, the aliens come and get me. They actually take me away from the army. And then they do the same fucking thing over.
All right, Kitty.
So I lost my job. My husband's dead. My other husband's
missing.
Abducted. Missing. Like, I'm not even sure anymore.
I mean, would you really want the first husband anymore anyway? I mean, he was alien tainted.
But, like, I'm alien tainted now, too. So, like, who's going to want the me? But I guess, like, I'll just go work at the Gap. It'll be fun.
It is a fate worse than that.
Johnny got killed.
Johnny's dead. I'm spending eternity waiting outside the airport for this stupid alien to come out. She is. I can't go into the airport for some reason. Not sure why.
I told you, man, they had to give me asylum.
Okay, so I can't arrest you in the airport. I can come into the airport, I just can't arrest you in there.
You guys can, like, be pen pals.
So I come in there and glare at you, and then go back out and wait outside
you
me to come in.
Ferociously out. Flip her
yeah,
off.
Like the video, the two guys flipping each other off.
Just.
And that is Fiasco, Last Christmas in wherever we were.
Yeah, because they won't let us back.
In a where. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.